urgent. If you think we have a problem with rapid mass immigration that's out of control now, wait till you hear this. Australia is in negotiations with the EU for a free trade agreement. It's being sold to us that as Australians, we can move to the EU and have 4 years working rights. But it's reciprocal. Europe that's being flooded with unaccompanied military age men from the Middle East, from Northern Africa, from Islamic theocracies, from places that are uncivilized with the rule of law. And today in Spain, naturalizing 500,000 of these illegals and asylum seekers. What do you think is going to happen with all these surplus males? Because it's not going to be the nice German engineer or the French chef or the Spanish doctor. These people, the Syrians in Germany who brag on TikTok that they've got their passport, it'll be people like that who'll be coming here unvetted, without a job. In Australia, we don't chuck out people who are visa overstayers or who break the conditions of their visa. There's reportedly over 100,000 people currently in Australia illegally, and we don't kick them out. We let them use our resources and go and fight it all the way to the High Court, like they did with the NZYQ case, where men who'd committed grievous crimes were returned back into the community. This is going to be a disaster for Australia because our problem is not illegal immigration like it is, say, over in the UK with the dinghy soldiers who've come over in such vast numbers. They now outnumber the British standing army. It's legal migration. Thrown open our borders, allowing people to flood in, more mouths to feed, more people to house, more pressure on our services, and the quality of life of Australians is decreasing. Two-thirds of Australians agree with me that immigration should be paused until the housing crisis is brought under control to a sustainable level where we can absorb these people. Because I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of walking around in the city that I was born and bred in and feeling like a stranger in my own land. So Australia first, Australia always.